Wisconsin absolutely comes alive with longstanding festival traditions and curiosities turned into fun events this time of year. We're going around the state to explore what's on the spring get out and do list. It is the fun weekend excursions that get you to a new place and tasting and seeing new things. We're sampling it all in Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Gary Knowles is a freelance travel writer and author of the Gary's Getaways feature for the Journal and Topics newspapers, serving 16 Chicago suburbs. He is a consultant to travel businesses and the author of the Great Wisconsin Touring Book, 30 Spectacular Auto Tours. Gary, welcome back to the program.
Hey, it's great to be back. And, you know, what a great season. We're right at the beginning of the big season, the big peak season, and it's starting now, and no better time than right now to start planning for some fun.
Well, we know it's a new season because we see you here for the new season. So it is officially spring. Gary's in the house.
Well, good. I'm glad for that.
Well, let's start with our trusty maps. You know, everyone likes a great deal, but when you're planning springtime trips, it's really important to have a plan, is it not?
I think it is. I mean, you can jump in the car and just go drive somewhere, and that's kind of fun, but there's a lot of things you might be missing. And if you do a little planning, it's just amazing the number of things that are out there that you can do. And I put together this list of places that offer free guides and maps and helpful information. And the nice word is free, because just to make a couple of phone calls, you can really start assembling a heck of a nice library. And I love the internet, and I love the ability to just Google something and find out all about, well, maybe find out the truth about it, maybe not. But it's great to have that. But I'm still sort of a throwback to liking a printed guide in front of me, because the nice thing is you can sort of see pictures in it, you can flip through it, and you'll find stuff in there that you didn't expect, and that happens a lot. And so what we've done is put together a list that includes virtually all of the states in kind of our good day's drive area, about 13, 14 states, and also a lot of the major destinations within that area, and also a lot of the cities that offer information. And you don't have to get them all, but by putting this list together, people can copy it, and I would say put it in a drawer somewhere and start calling a few of the places. You know, say you're in Wisconsin and you decide you want to go to, say, Rapid City and go out and see Mount Rushmore and all those things. You know, just make a few calls. Get the Wisconsin guide, the Minnesota guide, get the South Dakota guide, and get the places in between. Call and ask. You'll get a big stack of publications and really neat guides that'll tell you all the things that there are to do kind of between here and there. And then the hard part comes to choose which ones you actually can do and you'll have the time to do. But those guides are free. And, if you've got a little room on your coffee table or next to your bedside stand and you want some great reading, it's all there. You just have to dial the numbers and they'll mail them to you free. They spent a lot of money putting it together. And, honestly, you'll have some really good information you probably would miss if you just Googled Rapid City or something like that.
And so you can get that for Chicago, Detroit, Dubuque, Green Bay, Madison, Milwaukee. I mean,
North Dakota. Yeah, no, that's
you
right.
You can
assemble
a whole library at home travel guides.
And all you have to, all it takes really is just a few phone calls. And, I know most people are on the internet, and so we've put the links in there as well. If you'd rather just go link to their site, you can do that. Or actually, I suggest doing both. It's kind of like, what we have is kind of like a list of ingredients. And, and you can make up your own recipe, but there's a lot of great recipes to be made up using these ingredients. So get them. They're free. Make a few phone calls.
Well, free is good, but what can people get if they're willing to spend a little money to plan an amazing trip?
There's a whole series, actually, of great travel guides that are out there. One series that's come up in the last year or two is the Reedy Press Guides. They come out of St. Louis, actually. It's a publisher down there. But there are all these experts that have started writing guides that are essentially the 100 best things to do in, name your place, Detroit, Mackinac Island. We have one that's out there that's 100 things to do before you die in the United States.
Oh, the Wisconsin bucket list.
And the
Wisconsin bucket list.
Kelly Jo Stahl did that on her own. I mean, this was something she put together, and it's a great list of sort of essential Wisconsin places to go and experiences, things to do, and that's a great one. And then Dennis McCann, who a lot of people recognize the name, as he used to be the prime travel writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he also actually started his career, I think, in Janesville and Madison. But he's written some really good books, and among them are This Superior Place. I know there's a lot of people out there that, like me, love to go way up to Lake Superior, and this is all about Bayfield and Madeline Island and the Apostles. So Dennis's book
is great. You can't go wrong there.
No, that's a great one. And then he also just recently came out with one called The Storied River, which is really about the Mississippi River, the Great River Road, and they're great reads, even if you're not going to go, but I don't know how you can read them and not decide, I want to go and see that. So couple of good ones.
Talking to Gary Knowles on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend, getting out and about, looking at spring things to do in Wisconsin and all around day trips, area states, getting tips and tricks on how to plan a getaway. 800-642-1234. What is your favorite spring destination? Do you find things to do indoors until the snow is melted, or is right now the time to get outside for you? Where do you go? What is your favorite festival in the spring, early summer? 800-642-1234. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Well, Gary, we're almost closed out of March, but people still have things to do this Easter weekend. Where should we go tomorrow?
Oh, well, that's a good question. There's some really neat things taking place. If you go to Toma, if you happen to be into antique toys, there's a festival that's been going on up there, a show called the Antique Toy Farm Show that they've been doing for quite a few years now. And you know, if you collect tractors or you happen to live on a farm, a lot of farm people collect farm implements they're the small things that the kids collect. It's a really good show to go see that. And that's going to be up in Toma, and it's tomorrow. They have an auction with it as well. So good opportunity to pick up some things. And then one thing that I saw happening March 31st in Menominee over at the Mabel Tainter Theater, which is itself a beautiful place to visit. If you ever get to Menominee, it's like a little opera box, a beautiful place. Mm. They have a group coming in called Hornucopia. And it's a horn show, a musical show, of course, and it really is going to be kind of a neat one. So Mabel Tainter, 7:30 p.m. tomorrow, and that would be a good one to go check out. I would highly recommend something like that. And actually, I'd recommend, if you can't get to that, check what is going on at the Mabel Tainter. It's a beautiful place to visit.
Yeah, so you have the destination there, the theater there itself,
right,
and then, of course, the acts that come through. So always a good choice there. Well, as we launch into April, music still on your mind, Stoughton Opera.
Yeah, the Stoughton Opera House is always a neat place to go, too. That's another one of the opera houses in Wisconsin that has really been refurbished beautifully. And, you know, you'll get in there and you'll be dazzled by the place as much as by the people that are there. April 5th, the Steel Wheels concert is going to be there. And I know that's a very popular one. There are still a few seats left the last time I looked. And that's true of any of these things. You got to get your tickets early because people hear about it and they say, oh, we got to get over there. But well worth checking that one out. That would be some real fun to go over and do that. So I'd recommend Stoughton Opera House, a good place to go. And just a tip to people that are going there, take them up when they offer you a free cushion.
It's
they have the antique, beautiful seats there that call for cushions.
Gary, you think of it all, even our tailbones.
You will if you go there.
Let's squeak in here. Wisconsin Film Festival in Madison, in our own backyard here.
Yeah, that's coming right up, too. And the Wisconsin Film Festival is one of those that really has grown over the years to be an excellent place to go see new independent films. People that are doing really great work in the film industry are sending their work to be seen here. And the venues are all over Madison. So well worth checking that one out and getting in to see that, too. So
Gary Knowles is our guide this hour. He's a travel writer, author of the Gary's Getaways feature for the Journal and Topics newspapers. Your favorite springtime calendar items, 800-642-1234. Tell us what to check out. What does Wisconsin offer this time of year that's unlike any other place? When you set out on an adventure, do you find yourself exploring a new town or park, or do you go back to the same destination again and again? Call in, tweet us, WPR Mornings. We'll pick up the conversation after a news update here on the Ideas Network. Spring fever, it is contagious this time of year. Perhaps the kids are out of school for spring break. Everyone is eager to plan some fun outings in the next few months. We've got you covered on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We are going around the state, learning about the cool festivals, music events, to shake off our winter routines. Travel writer Gary Knowles is our ticket to springtime happenings. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What's your favorite part of spring in the state? Maybe you focus on wildlife or watching the earth come alive again. Is it city sights or amazing hikes? 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Well, Gary, you were schooling me on Lou and Peter Berryman and their what they offer in concert. Apparently, that should be a Wisconsin thing to do.
It really is. Lou and Peter Berryman are. I don't know if you really want to be an institution, but they're kind of a musical institution in Madison, and they kind of started here, and I say in Madison, but really they've been all around the country. Peter is quite a good writer, and he writes these songs about Wisconsin, and they reflect on their time in the state, and it's fun. It's good music. It's fun music. Lou is an opera-trained singer and plays an accordion, and Peter plays a guitar, and if you've ever seen them, you know that it's a fantastic show. They're going to be performing April 6th. And that's going to be in La Crosse and over at the Pump House Arts Center. Great place to hear music, by the way, if you get over to La Crosse. And so that'll be a good one to see. I would highly recommend that. I think they're also going to be performing maybe at the Stoughton Opera House in May as well.
Okay.
So
we'll have to keep them on our radar.
Yeah.
What on earth is the Dueling Dogs World Championship in Dubuque?
I was surprised when I saw that. There aren't too many events that I see that I haven't seen. Well, I've seen one like that before. But this is one where they have, you know, dogs love to go chase things. If you have a dog, you know, you throw the ball, they like to chase the ball. If you have a lab retriever, they want to go get the duck decoy. But what this is, they've kind of combined a little bit of drag racing with dog running, and you have a couple of dogs.
Leave it to those Iowans, right?
No. There's a couple of dogs on a platform, and somebody launches like a duck decoy, and the dogs take off, you know, like they've been fired out of a cannon, and they go running and jump, and the dog that retrieves the duck decoy or the decoy and comes back fastest is the winner. And the neat thing is this isn't just a couple of guys with a board and a couple of dogs. This is a big deal because it's down in Dubuque. And Dubuque not being in Wisconsin anymore, at one point it was kind of our territory, but it's still good folks.
Beautiful
down there.
Beautiful drive.
Right across
yep.
the river.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And it's the 6th to the 8th, and it's called the Dueling Dogs World Championship, and it's in Dubuque. And It's down at the Five Flags Center.
Whoa, do I see this right? A $30,000 weekend purse?
Some dog's going to go home with a lot of kibbles. That's right. And or probably their owner will take a little of the money out of it.
That's serious money there.
It is. And so you'll see a lot of really neat dogs.
Is this a new event, Gary?
It is new. At least I have not heard of it before. And I think that they're just developing it right now. But that's why I said that there aren't a lot of new things under the sun, but there's one.
I love it. Well, you know who's called in? It's Cowboy Joe from Viroqua. Good morning there, Cowboy Joe. How are you doing?
Hi, Kate. Hi, Gary.
Good morning.
Happy end of March and beginning of April.
How's everything in Viroqua?
It's amazing. Driving into town, it's still a little dark out, but it's an amazing time of year. The buds are on the trees, and the music is ready to start being played.
What are you going to play over there?
I would love to say it's me, but y'all don't want me singing Nowhere, Ever, Never. Just a little bit. But really, the springtime is so great for getting outdoors, as you've been talking about, and one of the best places in the state is the Kickapoo Valley Reserve, which is such a unique and wonderful, very kind of almost prehistoric nature area, 8,589-acre forest preserve that's not part of the park system, so it's really quite unique in its topography adjacent to the Wildcat Mountain State Park out here in western Wisconsin. But people love it. It's so unique. You can do amazing hiking. Right now, we're going to be getting into the canoeing opportunities as the temperatures start to climb in April. So that's a great thing to do.
Well, you live in a really beautiful part of the state over there, southwest Wisconsin, the Driftless area, for people that are wondering what it is. It's an area where the glaciers really didn't work on it. And the glaciers never made it down there, so
it's a whole
neat spot.
It is amazing,
Cowboy Joe.
If you have the opportunity to hang out during the spring season here, the Driftless Book and Music, which is one of the most unique music venues in the state, they kick off their season. They're closed in the wintertime, and they open up this week with, honestly, I believe it's in the hundreds of shows this year, and they're all, or almost all, free. Local, regional, and national touring acts that are playing in the most unique venue. It's an old tobacco warehouse that's been converted into a massive bookstore. 500,000 books in this big, massive building.
Fantastic.
And they push the shelves back, and they bring out the chairs, and we rock out the town.
I love it. Cowboy Joe, going back to the Kickapoo Valley Reserve, is there an outfitter there if you don't have a canoe or kayak?
Oh, actually, you bet. I love the fact that with our own lodging facility, we can direct people toward the five or six different canoe liveries that are just in the middle and on the north end of the Kickapoo Valley Reserve. And they're all, like, equally priced. They all have great canoes. The Kickapoo River is some of the best canoeing in the Midwest. People just love it because it's a meandering canoe.
It's the crookedest river in the world, isn't it?
Gary, you're awesome. Knowing your Driftless.
It's a great area. I love it. And actually, the highway, the road that drives through there, I'm a driver. I like driving. And so is it Highway 131 that goes through there?
Yep. And a lot of folks will talk about the Highway 35, the Great River Road.
Yeah.
And it really is a beautiful, spectacular road on the western edge of Vernon County and Grant County and Crawford County. However, coming inland and touring some of these backcountry roads that are well-paved and beautiful country roads, Highway 131 is spectacular, right through the reserve and in through Wildcat Mountain State Park. You can't find better canoeing, better touring
yeah.
With your vehicle or on your motorcycle. Rock Din Bar on Sundays in the summertime and in the late spring here with their chicken queue on Sundays. Thousands and thousands of people every year travel to this area for that chicken queue on Sunday.
Well, Cowboy Joe, you're setting the scene for us. We appreciate it.
The music and the dining, and come and stay and come and shop and come and see us.
It's time to saddle up and hit the trail.
Yeah, he's got a good pitch there. Thank you so much, Cowboy Joe. We'll see you around Viroqua.
See, you know, and Kate, that's the neat thing about traveling Wisconsin. It's like if you're driving somewhere, you can go to a little town. You'll pull up at a stop sign somewhere, and if you don't know where to go, you can stop and you kind of look around. It'll be just a matter of minutes before somebody kind of pops up from somewhere and says, "Well, hey, you're looking for something," you know. And if you don't drive away pretty soon, you'll get about a half an hour lecture on all the wonderful things to do in that area. We have some of the best ambassadors for the state and for the things around here in every little town. There's somebody, always somebody.
Well, Gary, dealer's choice, where are we going to next?
You know, I a couple of things I hope that people don't miss. One is called Arts on Point, and this is a whole weekend of gallery hopping in Mineral Point, and it's set for the 6th to the 8th. They've been doing gallery night, where they would do one night where all the galleries would be open. Mm-hmm. But Mineral Point, for people who have not been there, is kind of an artist colony and a wonderful place to see some really top talent in the art field. And if you can go for the whole weekend, there's antique stores, there's some great places to eat, some delis. There are there's the Mineral Point Opera House usually has something going on over there.
And it's nice they have it all open at once, so you're not having to be confined to a specific night of the week,
which is hard to break away. This is Friday through Sunday, and you can go over there, and they've got great places to stay and make a whole weekend out of it if you want to.
Well, this time of year, maple, there's so much harvesting of those maple trees, and so you've got some maple sugar festivals going on, of course.
The sugar maple trees have been hard at work, and Poinette on the 7th has their Maple Fest taking place, and there are a couple others taking place around the state as well. But on the 7th, you can go to the McKenzie Center at Poinette and learn all about how they take tree sap and turn it into delicious maple syrup. And if you're not a maple syrup fan now, you will be by the time you leave. And have it on your pancakes or...
It's got to have a pancake breakfast there somewhere at some point in Maple Fest.
Yeah, and that really is a lot of fun. And, you know, another thing that I want to say not to miss, you know, spring is a good time to go out and start trying some of the spring beers and brews and festival things like that are kind of all over the state. One that I highly recommend is in Kohler, where they always get the best of all of the things up there. And they have what's called Libations of Spring. This is April 13th and 14th. It's coming up. And they're going to be at the American Club Resort, but they're going to be tasting a lot of really spectacular beers and ales and brews, as well as spirits. And they've got some great chefs up there who will tell you how to do some pairings. So you don't want to miss that one, April 13th and 14th, Libations of Spring in Kohler. So.
I tell you what, that setting there at the American Club with those libations, you will be transported.
Yeah, that is really true. It really is. It's probably Wisconsin's number one premier resort destination, five diamond rating by the AAA, and always very high in the mobile guides and everything else too. And it really is a unique little town in east central Wisconsin.
And you can always like take a little side trip to Sheboygan while you're at it.
Sheboygan is great. Now, I don't know if you've been over to the John Michael Kohler Arts Center.
I have.
Isn't that a neat place?
It is.
You know, they kind of specialize in, some people call it outsider art or vernacular art, but they have a thing up there, an exhibition right now. And I think the gentleman's name, who's passed away, his name was Blagden, but he spent his life creating an environment in his little home which was called The Healing Machine. And he had all kinds of ideas about hanging aluminum foil and coat hangers and stuff like that. And they've recreated his home up there. And you can go up and see it. And it's free. Again, this is another free thing, the John Michael Kohler Art Center. And they really specialize in a lot of artists who are sort of outside the mainstream that you may not have heard of. But when you see their stuff, you say, wow, you know, your mind can go to a lot of places. And these places have really been far from mine, but it's a good place to go, definitely.
Travel expert Gary Knowles is with us for this edition of Wisconsin Weekend, getting your insights on favorite spring destinations. 800-642-1234. Do you find things to do indoors or outdoors? Where do you go? What does Wisconsin offer this time of year that's unlike any other place? Join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. Jay sent us an email and he writes, my spring favorite is the annual UW Marching Band concert at the Kohl Center. This season, it's April 19th, 20th, and 21st. The theme is Camp Randall's Stadium's Centennial, and the director has been conducting the band there for 48 of those 100 years. And ticket information is at badgerband.com.
Amazing. He must be reading my mind. I was just looking at that and thinking it's the kind of thing where if you haven't ever been to the band concert, you need to go to it. This is not just a band concert. This is an event. And Michael LaCrone, who is the conductor, is another Wisconsin institution who, if you have the opportunity and you still do this year, I don't know how many years he's going to do it, probably about 150 if I know Mike, but it's an amazing thing. And he's known for doing things like having himself suspended on wires and come flying into the concert.
And all the sequence he wears.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh right.
Yeah.
It is a full-on show.
It is. And it's a Cirque de UW is what it is. You know?
I think that's right on. Gary, where are you taking us next?
Oh, I would say, you know, we got to represent the fishermen out there, too. There's a big Whopper Weekend, which is coming up in New London, April 20th to the 22nd, and it's a walleye fishing tournament up there. We know that the fishing people are eager to get out. It's spring and a good time to go do that. And then back to music again, too. I've always been fascinated by, I haven't been able to get up to it. I love Squeeze Boxes and Zydeco and that kind of music. Well, this is traditional little squeeze box concertina festival, and it takes place in central Wisconsin up in Merrill, near Wausau, up in that area. And it's at Les and Jim's Lincoln Lanes, and they bring in, I don't know how many, but, 100 concertina people up there coming to play. And it ought to be a great festival. That's April 20th to the 22nd. And you can probably go bowling afterwards if you want to.
I like that pairing. And let's see here. We have Cynthia on the line in Menominee. Hi, Cynthia.
Hello.
Howdy.
I'm calling to tell you about our lambing barn here in the Menominee area, and it's also going to be featured on public television on the 12th of April.
Wow, cool. So what do you... tell us about it.
My brother and sister-in-law, they open up their barn. It's lambing season, but they also have goats that are coming in and kidding. They've got baby pigs. They've got chicks. And there's some big chickens wandering around. It's a chance to hold the babies, maybe even see a live birth. There's pony rides. There's face painting. They have wonderful food on the farm. You can buy lunch there. It's only open the last two weekends of March and the first two weekends of April.
Mm.
And they also host school trips.
I love it.
That sounds good, yeah. What's the name of the place?
Govan's Meats and Berries. Lambing Barn.
Okay.
East of Menominee, a few miles. And there's a website that can give directions. Don't use GPS because you might not end up there. it is just wonderful. When the weather is really nice, it's just swarming and they have outdoor games that probably can be played. Otherwise, it's all indoors other than the pony rides.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
Oh, it's fascinating. I don't know how many years we've been doing it, but people love it. It's for all ages. I encourage grandparents and moms and dads to hold the babies.
Well, that's good. And, you know, people in the city don't get out often enough, I think. And, you know, our roots are, for most of us, are rural. And my grandparents were on a farm, and others were too, I know. So,
Cynthia, thank you so much. And we have to go to a news break here. We'll hear from you when we come back for more Wisconsin Weekend on the Ideas Network. Wisconsin Travel, the state's tourism department website, is out this week with a long list of things to do around Wisconsin this spring and summer. There's no shortage with 75 dates on their calendar. We're spotlighting spring travel excursions with travel writer Gary Knowles. He's a consultant to travel businesses, the author of the Great Wisconsin Touring Book, 30 Spectacular Otter Tours. Getting your ideas on travel must-dos coming up at 800-642-1234. Do you have a date with the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship in Dodgeville next month? I know I do. Is the Wisconsin State Polka Festival in Milwaukee on your calendar in May? Let's talk about your favorite festivals. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Gary, where are you taking us next?
Well, you know, it's getting near breakfast time, so but maybe this won't be on your breakfast menu. But one of the neat little festivals, one of the neatest little festivals in Wisconsin is way up north. If you go straight up from Madison, go all the way almost as far as the tip of Lake Superior, not quite that far, Herbster, Wisconsin. You ever been to Herbster?
I have not been to Herbster.
It's up in the Bayfield Peninsula area, and they're having on the 28th, of April, they have their annual Schmelt Fry. Smelt is the way it's spelled, but Schmelt is the way it's pronounced.
Uh-huh.
And this is a great little fish, tasty little fish, and it's on the 28th, and it'll be fun. It's going on all day up there. They have raffles and stuff that go on with it, music. But it's one of the nice little, you know, little community festivals that really is tasty as well.
At the historical log gym.
Yeah, and it's neat. It's, you know,
very quaint.
It's fun. You know, you can go up there, and the locals will tell you a lot of other fun things to do on the shore of Lake Superior there while you're up there. And then you mentioned the Grilled Cheese Championships.
I did indeed.
We can't forget those. Those are on the same day, on the 28th. So it's a tough choice because that's in Dodgeville. It's about 6 hours away if you drive it. So, but the Grilled Cheese Championship is really a lot of fun. I've been down to that one, and they have some food carts there selling, what you'd probably guess, grilled cheese,
uh-huh.
And they're really good. And the people who are the competitors are a lot of amateurs. I mean, I keep saying I want to go and I want to enter that because I've got some grilled cheese ideas. If you're from Wisconsin, you've made grilled cheese. You've probably got a secret recipe. But Dodgeville on the 28th, good place to go and pick up on a lot of that. And then also we got to mention May 3rd to the 6th. We were talking about the Great River Road along the western side of Wisconsin. Up in the northwest part of Wisconsin, along Highway 35, they have what they call the 100-mile garage sale up there. And I was talking to some people up there the other day about it, and it's kind of one of those things where people have just traditionally picked a weekend and done their garage sales, and that's still kind of what they do. But it's about 100 miles of Highway 35 and the beautiful little communities up there, Maiden Rock, Diamond Bluff, all along the Great River Road, Alma, Nelson. You get up in that area, and who knows what you're going to find. I mean, you know, Mark Twain was a riverboat captain out there.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe you'll find his logbook or something, you know. Laura Ingalls Wilder, who wrote The Little House on the Prairie and those books, lived in Pepin and was born up in that area. So, you know, you might find something historic. On the other hand, you might just find some really neat stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
A little meandering, a little garage sailing.
And some beautiful,
you have a nice route to
beautiful
go
scenery
there.
Along the way.
Yeah.
And if you get to Stockholm, which is right up in that area, don't forget to stop in Stockholm. My favorite pie company, I think, is up there, the Stockholm Pie Company. It's great because it's right on the border of Wisconsin and Minnesota. I think any number of times they've won the Minnesota Monthly contest for best pie in Minnesota. And it's
right.
in Wisconsin. So,
yeah, they have that border thing going on.
Yeah, well, that's right. And they're all friendly up there, so don't worry about them. The Minnesota people are nice. No passport needed.
We have so many more places on your list, Gary, and time's tight. So where do we go next?
May 5th is Bourbon. The Bourbon Derby, and this is another great little Wisconsin business that was started here. The J. Henry & Sons Bourbon Distillery is in Dane, Wisconsin. It's out in the middle of some cornfields. Beautiful little drive to get over there. But on May 5th, they're going to be celebrating as if they were at Churchill Downs. It's a beautiful place to go. You go over there, you can get dressed up and
wear a hat.
And wear your hats, and they're going to watch the race, I think, and they'll have a good time. It's May 5th, and they have a limited ticket availability, so you might want to check on it before you go. But it's going to be one heck of a nice party, and their bourbon is exceptional.
Well, so. You had me at Mint Julep. So
all right,
go.
Well, good.
Yeah,
and you can, you know, you don't have to go on that day. They're open other days as well, and they'll serve them to you on the beautiful porch out there. So you can do that too. We should mention, Kate, the shipyard tours in Sturgeon Bay. One day a year, they open up these amazing, huge shipyards up there in Sturgeon Bay where you can go in and you can tour and see how they build the 1,000-footers, and which are incredibly big ships, and it's a beautiful place. Sturgeon Bay, great place to go visit right up in Door County. It's actually a lot of people breeze through Sturgeon Bay on their way up to the northern part of Door County, but don't miss this. It's May 5th, and you can go up there and tour the shipyards. Really a good thing to do.
So fabulous for kids and adults.
It really is. And it's jaw-dropping, quite honestly. And then another good place to go on May 5th, if you get over to Racine, they have what they call Open Door Racine over there, where they have a lot of places that maybe you won't get in and see the back part of the house, like the courthouse and civic buildings, the Johnson Wax building over there, the Frank Lloyd Wright buildings. These are all free, and so you can go over and tour a lot of places you might not see otherwise and get to do that. It's in Racine, May 5th, so Racine County, actually.
Well, Gary, I hate to say this, but as we wrap up, you get one last shot to tell us where to go the spring.
It's a tough one, to call, but let me just say May 18th to the 20th, one of my favorite events. They're having a vintage automobile gathering and races at Road America, and that's always a good place to go. Through the summer, there'll be more races there. But May 18th to the 20th, you don't want to miss that one.
And you and your cars.
Yeah, I love cars, and this is some of the great old sports cars and stuff. So Road America, Elkhart Lake, 18th to the 20th.
Well, you've taken us through a lot of territory. Gary, thanks as always. Thanks so much for coming in, giving us a spring travel bug.
Thank you, and get out there and enjoy it, okay?
Gary Knowles is a freelance travel writer who is the author of the Gary's Getaways feature for the Journal and Topics newspapers serving 16 Chicago suburbs. He's a consultant to travel businesses, author of the great Wisconsin touring book, 30 Spectacular Auto Tours. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. The passage of spring is different in Wisconsin compared to most places. Many Wisconsinites find the little pleasures spring brings resonate in their heart. Here's Erica Janik.
The calendar might say spring, but our climate often begs to differ. Katie Vennett has learned to appreciate even the little hints of spring she finds in Wisconsin.
Sometime around Easter, the cherry trees lining both sides of my mother's street in Maryland create a gauzy cathedral, easing her from winter into summer. When I was little, I would waltz down that aisle, happy that the short, ineffectual winter was over. By then, the crocuses had come and gone, their banner taken up by daffodils and tulips, to be followed by innumerable azaleas, lilacs, and lilies, throwing colorful confetti over the suburban lawns, all before May Day. Now, I live in Wisconsin, where the brown spring does not remind one of a celebration, but rather of an old bachelor thawing old meat, twisted with freezer burn. Yet, my children and I rejoice, even in brown, as the melting snow finally reveals a glimpse of earth. My children, with their thick Wisconsin blood, throw off their hats and drink in the sunshine. A couple weeks later, the snow recedes enough to reveal the dull chestnut of my garden. Although I long for cherry blossoms, I know the best I can expect are crocuses. I find one immediately, then search for any other survivors, but it looks grim. I had planted them when we first moved here, hoping to bring the spring celebration to my front yard, but every year fewer return. On St. Patrick's Day, I walk my children over the university footbridge. The silty river has flooded, sighing against the bridge pillars, careless after imprisonment. A metal rowboat is wrapped around a pillar, battered tight against the concrete by the strong current. My hat is thrown into the water by a gust of wind, and it rushes downstream. You must be careful when the river gets this high, I caution my son. It's very dangerous. He's only 4, so he nods. Dangerous. He clutches my hand tighter. Overnight, more crocuses appear in my garden, only to be smothered by a late snow. Flakes swirl in front of my house, while 1,000 miles away, petals swirl in front of my mother's. She shovels them off the walk so neighbors won't slip in the rain. Each step crushes petals and releases the strong perfume of dying blossoms. I don't bother to shovel. My flakes will melt by tomorrow. Hers will linger for days. By the first week of April, the crocuses have given up and the daffodils have not yet come. So we search a pond for frogs. A few of the males already sing out for mates. Every year, I wonder how they survive the winter, the freeze and refreeze of noncommittal springs. Our spring is not an easy passage. Here, rivers flood. Children are sucked into icy mud puddles. Frogs that didn't survive the winter thaw and rot, sending out the stench of long postponed decay rather than ballads. Here, Persephone has a steeper climb from her tomb, all the more alive once she finally emerges for being all the more dead, and she is not alone. We journey with her, and once above ground, we rejoice in the smallest blessings. Frog songs, the brown earth, a lonely crocus emerging from the snow.
Katie Bennett is a writer in Eau Claire. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.
This edition of Wisconsin Weekend was produced by Keely Boltina. Michael Deringer provided technical direction. Michelle Johnson is executive producer. I'm Kate Archer Kent, and you discover more places to go, things to see, right here on the Ideas Network. Thanks for listening.